The Mishnah began with halacha that there's a mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda, and this mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda is to return an Aveda, and you have to do it again and again. Afilu arba v'chamisha palmim, and it's learned out from the words Hoshev Teshivim. And when you learn Mishnayos, it certainly feels like the drosha is Hoshev, return it, Teshivim is l'rabos, that you have to return it many times. But what emerged from the Gemara is that that's not the pshat. Really, the drosha of the Mishnah was Hoshev. And from Hoshev you learn not just four or five times, but you learn afilu me'a palm, even 100 times. And Teshivim is actually coming to teach me a whole other halacha. It's coming to teach me that hakol tzrichem das zbaylem chutz mi'ashavas aveda, that if you return it to a chotza mishtameres, with that you can be mekayim your mitzvah of ashavas aveda. And then the Gemara gave a whole bunch of different examples of where you find the Torah uses a double lashon, where the halacha is in that particular mitzvah afilu me'a palmim, but the afilu me'a palmim is not learned out from the kefil halashon, but rather the afilu me'a palmim is learned out from the initial word. Hoicheach means you meichiach afilu me'a palmim. What's the chiach coming to teach me? Even a Talmud should be meichiach his rabbi, etc., etc. But the point is that the riboy of afilu me'a palmim is not learned out from the kefil halashon, but rather, Hoshev means afilu me'a palmim. Shaleach teshalach, shaleach means afilu me'a palmim. Hoicheach means afilu me'a palmim. The whole signon here of this Gemara. Two of the examples that the Gemara gave when it darshan, this double lashon, were poiseach tiftach es yot choloi and nosoin titein loy, which are both one and the same. It's the mitzvah of giving tzedakah. It says foiseach tiftach, and it says nosoin tipein, which is the double lashon. And the Gemara says, why do you say foiseach tiftach? Why do I need the double lashon? Kamash malon, not only aniyah yircha, but even aniyim that are not from your city. Nosoin tipein, why do I need the double lashon? You would have thought maybe only a matana meruba, kamash malon, that this halacha is going to be true, even for a matana muetis. If you take a look at Rashi and Chumash, Rashi, ki foiseach tiftach es yot choloi. Zokte, look at Rashi, afilu kama ba'am. Fasoyach tiftach afilu kama pa'am. Nosoin titein loy. Zok Rashi, afilu me'a pa'am. When you read Rashi, for sure your initial inclination is that Rashi is darshaning the extra word. Fasoyach tiftach, that's the Dibra Maschel, afilu kama pa'am. Nosoin titein loy, afilu me'a pa'am. Right, why do you feel that way? Because it certainly sounds that way. Not just that, the Dibra Maschel of Rashi is not fasoyach. It's fosoyach tiftach. The Dibra Maschel of Rashi is not nosoin, it's nosoin titein. And it certainly sounds like it's the kefil aloshin from where Rashi is getting his aloch. The emes is that if you take a look at the Sifri, often not right here, it's clear Rashi was quoting the Sifri. The Sifri says like this, Uminayin shim pasachto pamachas, ato poiseach filu meyo pamim. How do you know that if you give somebody tzedakah once, you have a chiv to give him tzedakah 100 times? Talmud loymar ki fasoyach tiftach es yot choloi. Mufurish. The Sifri says it again. Uminayin shim nosato pamachas, ato noisen leyafilu kuf pa'amim. Talmud loymar nosoin tite. Meaning the Sifri is saying what Rashi's saying. Rashi's going to Sifri, Kedarkei Bakoidesh. And really, it sounds like not like our Gemara here in Bava Mesiyah Daflam and Aleph. Our Gemara said, Fasoyach Tiftach is the rabbi's this. Nosoin Titein is the rabbi's that. Fakert, Fasoyach itself is Mashma Afilu Me'a Pamim. And Nosoin itself is Mashma Afilu Me'a Pamim. But in the Sifri, at first glance, it would seem not that way. And it sounds like Rashi was Boicher, and he quoted the Sifri as opposed to the Gemara in Eilu Metzias. Right? So this drush of afilu me'a palmim in the world of the Sifri, you don't know from the word fasayach. You don't know it from the nosayach. Fakert, it's learned out from the riboy alosha. And it would sound like there'd be major nafkaminas, a major implications in terms of how to revisit our entire sukkah here above Mitzvah Daflam and Aleph. You have to rework all the different drushes. I mean, all these drushes that the Gemara learned out from the riboy, shaleach, the shal, all these different dinim. How is it going to work out in the world of the Sifri? But at Muschel Rishon, it sounds like there's a machloikis between the Sifri and between the sukkah here in Eilu Metzias. And it sounds like Rashi and Chumash was mefarish to psukim like the Sifri, and he wasn't mefarish to psukim like the Gemara. But if you take a look at the Netziv, in his pirish on the Sifri, he says a davar nifla. The Sifri says like this, I'll read it. Uminayim shim pasach to pamachas, ato poiseach afilu meyo pamim. Talmud loymer ki pasayach tiftach az yot choloi. Zok this Netziv, pirish, loy beteris mitzvah. The Sifri doesn't mean that there's a mitzvah to open up your hand and to give tzedakah afilu meyo pamim. Dezeh neilaf mi pasayach echadavah. because that I don't need the Ribei Loshen for. That I know from the first Pasayach. Afilu kam b'bavim. Kidem akshiyash as b'bavim mitziyo. Taf lamed aleph amed aleph. Elo zokte nitziv b'toyres haftocha. You want to know what this Pasuk is saying? It's giving you haftocha. Asher achakach yekol olav v'yimol orlas levavoy. That the point is that minayim shim ato posachto pamachas. And it's hard to give tzedakah. The Torah says, Torah bavarns how hard it is to give tzedakah. But what the Pasuk is saying is, I give you a haftacha. Train yourself to give tzedakah. That if you're going to be poseach once, you're going to see you'll be able to be poseach afilu me'epamim. The way to become good at giving tzedakah is with practice. You have to give tzedakah. Practice makes perfect. And the more you practice, so the better you're going to get at being able to give tzedakah. And that's what's going on here. Nosoin titein, by the second Sefri Zok, then it's Iv Nochamah. He says, "B'toyas haftocha k'moyshe birashti le'il." Like I explained it earlier, so the Netziv is learning the Sefri, not Kipshutai. He's saying that Avada Chtivs with the Gemara Bava Metzia, and Rashi, when he quoted the Sefri, wasn't coming to be machria between the Sefri and between the Gemara. It's two different things. The Gemara's Poiseach is talking about the mitzvah. The mitzvah Poiseach, that's the Rabbis Afilu Me'epavim, as opposed to the Netziv. The Netziv is saying haftocha. Of course, the Tzushtel to this Netziv is the Rambam in his Pirush HaMishnayos in Pirkei Avos. The Rambam talks about a person that wants to give a certain schum of money, and he has two choices. He can write one big check to one person, or he can give a whole bunch of small checks to a whole bunch of different people. And the Rambam says, which one should you do? Everyone knows this. Rambam the second, exactly. He's supposed to write the small checks to a bunch of people. Rabbi Yosef Engel in his Lekach Toiv, he says this is a raya to Reva Kamas over Reva Echos. He has his great Chakira. Quality versus quantity in Halacha. And one of his Marmakoimis, he brings over 20 Marmakoimis. And one of his Marmakoimis says, this Rambam, that you see the more mitzvahs you do, even though each one is smaller, Be'echos is better. Reva Kamas, it takes precedence over Reva Echos. But if you look at the Rambam inside, the Rambam said that Pshat in my sheet is not Reva Kamas over Reva Echos. But the Rambam explains himself. He says, because the more tzedakah you give, the more you train yourself. Adam nifal kefi puloysev, like the Sefer HaChinuch says famously. And he says, it's poshut. The more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. So I'd rather you do, says the Rambam, multiple acts of tzedakah. Right? This is all part and parcel of what's going on here in this Sefri, the way the Netziv understands it's Sefri. Im posoyach. Tiftach, you're going to see, you open it, you do it once, you train yourself. Right, the Netziv sounds a little bit more like there's a haftach, ani maftiach lecha, that it's going to work. The Rambam was speaking a little bit more rationally, but the bottom line is, atzad ha-shava shobahem is in posoyach. If a person's going to give tzedakah once, you're going to see you end up giving tzedakah multiple times. But the emphasis is like this, it's just kedai to mention this, and that is that really this Netziv is a chiddush. I mean, obviously it's a chiddush, it's moving me, I love that it's a chiddush. But it's a very big chiddush, and if you look in the Rishonim, that I'm a farish to Sefri, I took a look in the Rabbeinu Hillel, which is a classic pirush on the Sefri. Rabbeinu Hillel's mashma that he understood the Sefri Kepshutai. And really this Sefri then is being chaylik with the Gemara Masechtas Bava Metzia, and the Sefri holds, that from Pasayach you don't know Me'epamim, and from Nosan you don't know Me'epamim. But rather this is something that you know from the Kefal HaLoshen, and in which case the Sefri is not like the Gemara Bava Metzia, in which case Rashi really was going not like a whole Sugi and Shas Bava Metzia. Again, if you know how Rashi operated when he wrote his Pirish Alateir, it's not a Kasha, but the bottom line is that the Sefri B'Muscha Rishon is not like it. And then it says like this, if you look around, you're going to find that there are Svarim HaKdoshim, Rishonim and Achroinim, that seem to have almost made themselves nish visendig. They were over on loisucha lesale. On this sugya right here, in Bava Metzia daf lamed aleph, I'll just give you two examples. If you take a look at Rabbeinu Bechaya, in the parasha of Hashavas Aveda, the mitzvah that we're learning, Hoshev teshivim lo'achich, tetzava ha-toyro, sheniyah zehirim ba-Hashavas Aveda lo'bailam, u'mikeifel lo'ashava. For the fact that the Torah says, Hoshev teshivim, darshu razal afilu me'epam. Mikaif, that's a habimin of the Gemara. This Rabbeinu Bechaya is a Pella. I didn't say anyone asked this kasha. But it's a Pella. It's Mamish Miraf Sinigri. It's Kenegan of Mefurish Gemara. I'll give you another example. There's a Gemara in Mesechtes Yevomis, Daf Samachay Amid Beis. The Gemara over there says, it's a well-known Gemara. Am Rabbi Yilom, Yishom Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon. Kishem she mitzvah al-odam loymar dover ha-nishma, kach mitzvah al-odam sheloy loymar dover she'inoy nishma. Just like there's a mitzvah for a person to say a dover ha-nishma, to give toichacha when the person's going to listen. There's equally a mitzvah to not give toichacha if you know this person is not going to listen. What's the makar to this? You only give toichacha if the person on the other end is going to be makabel. So Rashi says the chsib because it says hoicheach toichiach, and we learn from there lohichiach misha makabel heimenu. So if you take a look at the Marsha, it's clear that the Marsha understood that the drasha of Rashi was, you're supposed to be moichiach, someone that's mekabel toichacha. Hoicheach, toichiach. You're only moichiach someone who on the receiving end is going to be capable of accepting toichacha. Zok the Marsha, you should know that Rashi sounds like that the drosha that you only give mosa to someone that's going to be mekabel the mosa is miloshen kafel darishlei. Abu uba alma darshinon, hoicheach, toichiach, afilu meyapam. This is not the well-known drosh of Chazal. The well-known drosh of Chazal is Hoichiach Teichiach is coming to teach me after Freiter Ashash right here in Yevam Samachem and days. The Marsha, what? That's the Havamin of the Gemara. That was the Tchilas Asugya. But go through the Gemara. The Gemara said no. From Hoichiach Teichiach, we learned that a Talmud has a mitzvah to give Teichocha to his Rebbe. We learn from here a ganze andere halacha. Again, you have a Marsha that's quoting a Gemara. That now the truth is this Gemara that the Marsha quotes is not as Shver, because really there's another Gemara in Masechtas Erechin Daf Tezayin Marim Mokim Ani Lecha. There's a Gemara in Erechin Daf Tezayin. Take a look at the Ramban right here in our Sugya, the Mukhi Yosef quotes the Ramban already also, where there seems to be a Mashmois from a Gemara there that maybe that's the way it is, but stating that it's still a Shver Marsha Ein Brashash. But again, you see that it's not so posh at this Gemara. So the takeaway of this Gemara is that it's funny, I always thought Pasayach Tiftach Afilo Me'apam is from the Ribei Aloshin. That's because Girsa the Yankas I once learned Rashi and Chumash, but the emes is they have a Mefurish Gemara from Mitzian. Not that way. The reason you have this conflicting mashmoy is because it's a Rashi and Chumash, which comes from a Sefri. And really, you have Rishonim and Achronim in different places that quote this idea, which is mamish, not like the sugi here in Eilam Metzias. And there's so many nafkaminas lahalacha because the Gemara darshan so many psukim and so many different dinim from the Kefil Aloshin. And if the Kefil Aloshin is really coming to teach me, afilu me'apamim, you mamish have to sit down and learn Kol HaTayra Kula, Regalachas, to try to figure out what all the ramifications are going to be.